traitor. 13 Establishment House Republicans face backlash for enabling Joe Biden's radical agenda. By Wendell Hasebo on November 6, 2021. 13 Establishment House Republicans are facing backlash for enabling President Joe Biden's infrastructure agenda, including the far-left's reconciliation package. The 13 Establishment House Republicans who voted to pass the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, which will now go to Biden's desk to sign, sprung free the far-left framework of the reconciliation package. The reconciliation package is a measure far-left Democrats had been fighting over for months while holding the infrastructure bill hostage. After 13 Republicans voted to pass Biden's infrastructure bill, a rule was passed providing consideration for the reconciliation package's framework, a key function that must occur in order to send the massive tax and spend package into the process of reconciliation. If the 13 Republicans had not voted for the infrastructure bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, would not have had enough Democrat votes to pass the bill. But 13 Republicans did vote for the bill, which removed the leverage to block the reconciliation package from moving forward. Ryan James Gerdusky tweeted the breakdown of the 13 Republicans. According to Gerdusky, 8 Republicans are in red districts and face a tough re-election year. 2 are retiring, and 3 are in blue districts. Cam Bree tweeted all 13 Establishment House Republicans must be defeated in 2022 for spinelessly betraying the GOP. Stephen L. Miller suggested Friday that Biden should thank the Republicans for passing his agenda. Gavin Mario Wax noted Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, one of the 13, will face re-election in a plus 11 district. Liz Joy tweeted Biden's agenda was passed while Americans were asleep, robbing and pillaging them. Scott Parkinson revealed the 13 Establishment House Republicans voted to do the chamber's bidding in reference to the Chamber of Commerce. The chamber represents big business interests on Capitol Hill. Raymond Arroyo doubled down, also suggesting the Establishment House Republicans helped Pelosi pass Biden's radical agenda. Adam Korsanowski hammered Nicole Malliotakis as a weak, never Trump congresswoman. Larry O'Connor tweeted the 13 Establishment House Republicans allowed the far-left squad to escape without any political repercussions from their party. Josh Mandel tweeted that all 13 Establishment House Republicans must be eradicated from the Republican caucus. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.